Good morning.
What is going on this year?
Well, that's a great question, and it's one that we've been asking ourselves all year. Our previous record came in 2006 when we had 7 such incidents across the state in a year. This year, we've had 23 so far, the latest coming from a shooting in Monona. And, you know, there really is no clear explanation that we can identify. Certainly, one could make an argument that the economy might have something to do with it. But over the course of the last 5 years, the number of assaults on law enforcement officers has grown almost exponentially. From 2005 to 2009, the number of assaults on police officers has increased by 180%. And that's just an astonishing number and something that hopefully people will take notice of.
So the subjects that police are dealing with, are they getting bolder or more desperate?
They're absolutely becoming bolder and desperate and taking aggressive action against law enforcement officers that require the use of force. And it really is an unpleasant dynamic. And it's especially concerning when you look at the number of law enforcement officers in the last, what has happened with the number of law enforcement officers over the last 5 years. From 2005 to 2009, we're basically at the same level in terms of police officers, and our population has certainly grown some. But in those years, between 2005 and 2009, the number of law enforcement officers in the state grew by less than 0.25%. And, you know, I think that this is not only a public safety issue, but from our standpoint, this is really an officer safety issue as well.
So the population is growing at a much faster rate than the number of police officers?
Correct.
What are the rules of engagement? When is it permissible or required for an officer to use deadly force?
Well, different departments will have somewhat different standards. Obviously, each situation is different, so there's not necessarily a blanket rule that officers have. But, you know, every officer and every policy typically will encourage officers to use less lethal measures before they have to use something like their weapon, their gun.
Sure. Is there any kind of uniform standard? Is there any general rule by which we could say police officers are allowed to use deadly force?
It's not so much as a general rule. Again, it really is dictated by the situation. And every critical incident is thoroughly evaluated by the agency that's involved, and in most cases, it's also evaluated by an outside agency as well, whether that's the State Department of Criminal Investigation, DCI, or a neighboring jurisdiction.
Your organization provides counseling to officers who've had to use lethal force. How much of an emotional, mental strain is it on them?
It really is tremendous. Even if the situation doesn't turn fatal, the officer still has to deal with the fact that it could have turned fatal. And officers typically have some issues dealing with these situations after the fact, and it can go on for years. Just knowing that, you know, you are in a position as an officer where you may have had to take someone else's life, or you did take someone else's life, but also that your own life was at risk, is something that officers, while they're trained and you accept entry into the profession with that in mind, with that possibility, it is still something hard to cope with.
Jim Palmer is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.